Here's an election year outside the box. Today's topic is, two is not enough. Does the voting public deserve more than two choices for U.S. president this year? I think so. So, I wrote a letter to the mainstream media to say so. Here's that letter. To the corporate media of the United States. Those who choose to cast their vote for U.S. president have, in most cases, at least four choices for that office. But the way the vast majority of large media conglomerates in this country present the race, there are only two choices, Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton and Republican Donald Trump. However, there are two other candidates who are on the ballot in most states and capable of capturing enough electoral votes to win the November election. And even if they don't win, they could influence the outcome. Those are Green Party candidate Jill Stein and Libertarian Party nominee Gary Johnson. Why is information about those candidates being kept out of the public eye, or so limited that most voters have never heard of them? Every day we hear on the news, Trump said this, and Clinton did that. But what about what Johnson did or Stein said? We don't know, so how are we to judge them or make an informed choice? The excuse the media usually gives for not including these candidates in debates or even day-to-day coverage is that neither has a sufficient following or degree of support to warrant serious consideration. Of course, this is a catch-22 situation. How can a candidate gain enough support to get media attention and scrutiny when the media ignore them? In this day of big money politics, the only people who might get enough attention without the media would be billionaires like Michael Bloomberg. That would leave out 99.999% of us. Not fair. The media like to think they simply reflect public opinion, but they create it as well. Donald Trump would likely not be a nominee without the media reporting his provocative statements. The need for more choices has never been clearer, with both Republican and Democratic candidates having an unfavorable rating of over 50%. The Washington Post reports Trump at 70% unfavorable, with Clinton not much lower at 55%. For millions who only know about those two choices, they'll have to vote for a lesser of evils on November 8th. It's just as much of a choice for media to cover two candidates, or three, or four. It's a disservice to all voters who have four choices to only give any attention to two, especially when so many voters are dissatisfied with the Democrat and Republican choices and searching for someone else. How can voters make an informed decision when they only have knowledge of half the choices? They can't. That's why a media that provides enough coverage about all candidates is crucial. They could at least do that with regular coverage. A televised debate that included all four candidates would be ideal. I'm thankful for my local community radio station, WERU-FM. It has offered several discussion debate programs featuring representatives of all four candidates for U.S. president. At least I know where all of them stand on certain issues, and it helps me to make up my mind whom I would vote for if I vote on November 8th. Would you like more coverage of the Green and Libertarian parties in the upcoming presidential election? I'm Larry Danziger, wanting equal coverage of all candidates for all offices.